Om Gyanati Varandasya Gyanandana Salakya Shakshur Nirutamina Tasmai Shri Guru Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was thinking of the spiritual world being the abode of love, the ocean of loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees. I was remembering how Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj once wrote about the spiritual world, a pastime where Krishna had promised. Krishna had promised to come amongst the devotees, but not just. Oh no. Krishna had to be conquered. And on that occasion, there was a drumming competition. And whoever was able to play the drums the best would attract the mercy of Krishna. So they divided up into groups. One group represented by the cowherd boys, and another group represented by the gopis. And the competition was fierce, and in the end, the gopis won. And still Krishna didn't come, because he can never be taken for granted. The story ended there. But Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, by sharing that with us, was there in the spiritual world, at least for that time span. He was contemplating deeply that ocean of transcendental love. Even before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was not an ordinary person. Even before coming to Krishna consciousness, he was a public leader in university, one of the first coming into that all-white environment, majoring in psychology and African studies, one who was part of the movement that changed America, linking up with personalities like Martin Luther King. He was not, even then, he was not an ordinary man. Even then, he was a leader. Even then, he was one who was thinking beyond his self-interest. Even then, he was one who would look at the benefit of others. Once he met Prabhupada and saw the love in Prabhupada's eyes, that he was a changed man. As he stated many years later, that still, although you gave us everything, we have failed to fully realize what you gave. But let us remember that everything we have came from you. Some of us are now serving as gurus. But let us remember that all we got from you. Otherwise, we will be a mouse again. Then, after meeting Prabhupada, he was sold out and was ready to take any risk in preaching behind the Iron Curtain, preaching in communist countries. Somehow or other, trying to put Prabhupada's books in libraries, sometimes at great risk, in East Germany, facing the notorious Stasi. But somehow or other, Krishna protected him on that mission. And he was careful to seek Krishna's protection. By chanting more than the prescribed minimum number, by really dedicating himself full time. It was not that sannyas came somewhere later on as an afterthought. It was within him all the time, because all along he had that eagerness, that extraordinary eagerness, a force greater than what others showed in his sadhana, in his preaching, in his dedication. Not surprising that he took sannyas. For one of the things he was famous was as a dancer. He would dance, as we saw. He would dance, and the one thing about his dancing that always struck me, because I was there so many times when he danced. Dancing in South Africa, in the Ratiyatra Kirtans, or... But the thing was, he never danced alone. Right? He was never dancing alone. He was somehow or other engaging everyone, taking them by the hands. That typical thing in that movie. I've been in it so many times, that he would take us by the hands, make us run forward and backwards, because he was so inclusive. And the whole audience moving, everybody. Or driving the Gurukul boys mad in Mayapur, going around. He was an original thinker. Say a free spirit, if you like. A man who worked by inspiration and from the heart. That was not always understood. I remember his cane with the lion head. Not everyone liked it. I did. And when they told him that it wasn't suitable, I dread that day. It was perfect. A cane with a big lion mouse right there at the front. I liked it. He was ready to embrace people. He was ready to be one with them. In Africa, he went to Africa. He took sannyas from Kirtanananda Swami, who had his history. But somehow or other, at different sites in his nature, and there was a friendship between the two. And when ISKCON leadership dealt strongly with Kirtanananda, Swami, due to his activities, and decided to expel him, he didn't like it. He would have liked another approach, an approach to make him turn around, an approach to bring him back in. And as a result, he left. He didn't leave ISKCON. Oh no. But he left America and he went to Africa alone, in no man's land, you know, Nigeria, Ghana, there was nothing, right? No devotee. He was the only devotee in these places. And somehow or other, he turned it around and he connected with people so deeply, and he was ready to reciprocate. They made him an honorable chief, right? And he wore the dress. In that time, he also created his institute. What was it again?
Applied spiritual technologies,
or something like that. Getting old. I went there in Washington, and he became so close to the people he was involved with by extending himself completely to anyone, to any outsider. They could see that here's a saint, here's a wonderful person, because he's emanating love. And that was everywhere. Thus, what he did in Africa is not only creating a few followers, initiating a few people, but he turned the minds of heads of state. He was able to create many temples in that time, all alone. And now, his sannyas disciples, who are now leading, are all from there. He, in South Africa, he was dancing in Soweto. Soweto is the stage of a lot of racial oppression, where with the history of bloodshed and violence. So Krishna consciousness coming with Bhakti Tirtha Swami to Soweto was not a timid appearance. It was not somehow or other trying to bring a foreign teachings to people who were really somewhere else. No, it was a victory march, or a victory dance rather. Everyone danced, and he danced in front. And everyone knew how to dance, and everyone jumped. But just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, he jumped above the crowd, way above the crowd, and everyone was just looking, and people were saying, "Who is that man?" There also, his life, just like that dance in Soweto, was also a victory, victory march in so many areas. After he came back, after having been in Africa so many years, you know, the GBC, sort of feeling, but where is our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj? And should come back. And eventually he came back. And when he came back to Mayapur, he brought like a glorious lecture where he described the amazing glory of ISKCON and the success of Prabhupada's movement and how it was changing the world, and that the demigods were reciprocating and appearing and coming down. I don't remember more right now. I was there, but you know, I wanted to look at the video, but I couldn't find the thing, and then I gave up. So that's all I can say about that. But the spirit, I remember, was again a spirit of victory. He came back into ISKCON and brought something into ISKCON which was forgotten. A society that had become regimented. But he brought back the heart. Right? The heart, you know, like when he came back, we all felt, yes, the heart is back again. We are here together, you know, in one family. And together we are just somehow or other all going to together back to Godhead. He created this incredible sense of community and doing it all together. So in this way, his life was a great victory, undoubtedly. But yet we see that he gave up all these things. He gave up his previous identities, as he wrote in that last Vyasa Puja offering, goodbye, what was it, Johnny Boy, goodbye John Favors, was that his name? Yeah, John Favors. And goodbye Bhakti Ganesha, no, Abdul, something Abdul. Tushamra Abdul, yeah, all these things. Goodbye Bhakti Ganesham, goodbye Bhakti Tirtha Swami, goodbye Swami Krishnapad. All his identities, goodbye, undoubtedly. And that is death, that one has to say goodbye to whatever, and it doesn't come nicely as one plans it. He may have said that his mother planned everything nicely, but death comes in its own way and just takes away and took away the foot of the dancer. And what can we say? But he was not defeated by this onslaught of destruction, not defeated, because even while leaving, he just died. He left by bringing everyone together. Yeah. Never had we seen such a departure where he brought someone who brought everyone together, you know, sharing these last moments in so much depth and so much love. I mean, it was just extraordinary. And there also, again, victorious over death, entering into the pastimes, maybe pastimes with Prabhupada, maybe pastimes in the spiritual world. Or maybe both. I remember I was with Kurma, our legendary cook, who was here recently in Radhadesh teaching a course, and we're discussing, and he said, what do you think? Some say that Prabhupada went back to the spiritual world to resume his eternal pastimes. And others think that Prabhupada went to another universe to again start the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And others think that Prabhupada did both, that he went to the spiritual world and is somewhere in the universe delivering all the others. He said, what do you think? I said, I don't know, but if I instead of trying to intellectually answer your question, answer it from the heart, then I think it can't be less than both. It can't be. It can't be. It has to be. For all he did, surely Krishna gave him the spiritual world, but he could not give up preaching, so surely he's preaching somewhere else. So I'm thinking, if Prabhupada is in both places at the same time, I think that Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is with him in both places at the same time. There, in the spiritual world, dancing in that Vedanga competition, surely, now with spiritual feet, jumping higher than ever. And yet, also somewhere with Prabhupada again, as one of Prabhupada's trusted men, upon whom he can rely, whom he can give an impossible order, and it will be done. How eager was Prabhupada to hear the reports from Ghanashyam about his preaching. Okay. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj Ki Jai.